Random thought. Mm-hmm. If you have to set a maximum amount that you would spend on a first date, should you even be dating?
I guess it depends on what someone's max is. I got $30.
So. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 38. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
We're going to get to that random thought. But first, I saw in the live chat where someone was asking about it, and also in the comment section, mm-hmm. about this fraternity hazing that made the news. I mean, this is... Fraternity hazing is not new news, but it's news every time that it is news. Fill us in here. What happened?
This is crazy. So two gentlemen were pledging Cap Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated.
Do we have to say the fraternity, really? Do we?
It's in the article. It's public information.
I knew you would. I'm just saying, if it was Alpha Phi Alpha, would you have said the fraternity?
I would have said they were pledging an organization. Yeah. Part of the D9.
See, I knew that. Go ahead.
So here's where it gets crazy. These two guys were pledging a fraternity, and I don't know if it was only two, but these are the two that got hurt. And this is at University of Miami's Coral Gables campus. One of the individuals suffered kidney failure because of the alleged beatings and needed surgery. An arrest warrant obtained by U.S. media states. The second person was also hospitalized. There's three people that they've arrested, but here's what's crazy. I won't say their names, but one guy who was the dean of pledges is 29 years old.
Yep.
And also a U.S. Secret Service agent. What are you doing being a dean at 29?
Yeah.
He's suspended. So one guy got arrested. Actually, two of the guys that got arrested were 29. It's just one was the DP and another guy was 26. I'm like, aren't y'all too old to be doing that shit?
So this wasn't even grad chapter.
Don't know. I would assume maybe it's grad chapter. The article doesn't say if it was grad chapter or not. I would hope it's grad chapter if you're a 29-year-old dean of pledges.
Right.
I would hope it's grad chapter and not... undergrad, but the article doesn't say that.
I'll be honest, if you just gave me the details without throwing the fraternity name out there, I would have thought it's another organization, because they would have the 29, 39, and 49-year-olds at homecoming stepping like it's like they were still in school. So I would have really have thought it was someone else.
Who are you talking about?
No need to throw any other names out, but I'm just saying. You know, so here's the thing, because We hazing is not new, right?
Yeah.
And I guess the real question becomes, because you said you bring up the fact of the age, and if this is with an undergrad chapter, then is it because they're not holding on to this as opposed to I got to be in on this as opposed to if it was, does it make a difference then if it was an undergrad chapter or grad chapter?
It's wrong either way. You know what I mean? Because the problem is it escalates and gets out of hand. Mm-hmm. You know, I pledged a non-Greek fraternity, got paddled there, but that was it. And then with Alpha, I was a charter founding member at University of Texas, San Antonio. So we went through the grad chapter. So there wasn't all that hazing and stuff. But here's what happens is when you got some folks that say, well, because you didn't go through all that, you know, you're not real, whatever. It's like, nope, I'm as real as the founders. Really, right. They didn't get pledged, so I'm as real as them. But we did our process at UTSA at the time.
Right.
Because at the time, Alpha Alpha is a non-hazing organization. But at the time, we did paddle. But it wasn't like paddle to hurt or to abuse or to put anybody in the hospital. It didn't get crazy. And we had a rule. If you are not a part of our chapter, you can come. You can watch. But you can't participate, because that's where it starts to get crazy. Now, even then, I remember when I was a dean once, and I just never liked all that stuff. I just didn't like the hazing thing. And so I just stopped doing it. And then when I transferred schools, I went to set once just to watch. I'm like, I want to do all this shit. It's just not, I just don't see the point, because you have some, you got some organizations, the way I see it, if you are a 4.0 student on campus and you're very involved, you're a leader on campus, and here I am with my 3.0 trying to beat the shit out of you for brotherhood purposes, mm-hmm. it's stupid. It doesn't mean anything. And majority of the people that got really beat down and all that, they're not active anyway. Or didn't graduate.
You know, so we both went over grad chapter, right? Mm-hmm. And apparently we both had very different experiences. Because, and also, to be fair, y'all had paddles, we had paddles, we had canes, and there's a difference, because I call it sitting on speed bumps, right?
Yeah.
So, but the thing I think about it is like, the dean is supposed to take care of who is online, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just about getting them ready, but you got to take care of them. You got to protect who's online from everybody else, right? Our dean, we were going grad at the same time there's an undergrad line going. He would not allow any of the undergrads to come to ours, and probably the right thing, because one of my LBs was the assistant dean of student affairs, and had we known the power we had in our hands, this would have been so easy, because he had no idea how scared they were that he would just wake up one day and say, fuck it, I'm done.
Yeah.
If we only knew. But but our dean did that to make sure that there wasn't anything unnecessary, right? I will say this. Once I crossed, I went to one session. I was like, this ain't for me. I'm not the person who, I'll see you when you cross. I'll see you on other levels, but I'm not that person. And just, I know some people who get off on it. So I wouldn't have been involved in this in any kind of way, in that sense anyway, right?
Yeah.
But I know people who relish in that. That's what they love to see that. They love to be a part of it. They love to be the one putting it down. And it's sad, because this is what happens. And why is it that you're trying to break someone?
Right.
At the end of the day, it shouldn't be about trying to break someone. And when you're doing to the levels that this was and the injuries they talked about, there's no love in that. There is no brotherhood in that. That is just assault. And you got to be able to trust the people around you. There's no me trusting anybody if that's the way I'm being dealt with. And keep in mind, my dean and I, we did not get along long before I went online.
Yeah.
So if anybody had a reason to be like, yeah, I ain't doing that, it would have been me.
Mm. Are y'all cool? Were y'all cool later?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh. Yeah. I really hope and wish that all undergrad organizations and grad organizations just stop pledging, mm-hmm. like stop doing this type of stuff. You know, if you want to, you know, when you think about trying to get people ready for the probate, you know, maybe have them go do some jogging and all that, because they got to be in shape to get through the probate step show. You can't do your probate breathing heavy, but I mean, something like that, fine. But this, putting your hands on people, hitting people with canes, and then bragging about it, like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard one dude, my LB, he got hit with a cast iron skillet. Like, that's not funny.
No.
That there's nothing to gain out of that. And we would have a lot more stronger people in the organization. And the other thing is, a lot of these people that do all this hazing, like I said, don't graduate. Mm. And to me, if you're going to join an organization, especially one of the D9 organizations, that's awesome. Graduate. But if you never graduated and you were 30 talking shit, going to set to watch people pledge, boots. No. You miss the whole, because every one of these organizations all talk scholarship. And that's what they were all built for,
right?
Made for. If you're not doing that, you shouldn't be pledging anybody. But it's just sad, and I feel for these people, because a lot of people have aspirations. I wanted to be an alpha ever since I saw the movie School Days when I was in high school and saw that step show scene. Mm-hmm. So that I was already in my head. Actually, I saw that and I said, you know what? I'm joining a fraternity. This is going to be fun.
Right.
Then I went to MLK March in San Antonio, and all the Greeks were coming through, and the alphas were on the side registering people to vote. You know, boldest people, hopeless people. I was like, okay, this is dope. Then I went to a step show at UT. and the alphas came out in black wind pants and gold wind jackets, mm-hmm. and they did this computer love step where it's like doom doom hoot. I was like, that's fine. It was the best step show at the time I had ever seen.
Right.
So I knew I wanted to be an alpha, but to me, it wasn't about how do I do it so I can get beat and do I got to go through getting beat. I didn't ask or hey, can I go through grad chapter? Thanks. Appreciate it. I didn't have a choice. There was no chapter in San Antonio for undergrad.
Is there a less beating route that I can go through?
So, but I mean, it's getting beat, I just don't think makes people better brothers or whatever. And whether you're beat or not, you know, your best friend might not make a good fraternity member, and a fraternity member might not make a good best friend.
Mm,
doesn't matter if you get beat or not.
Right. No, that's a good point. I would love to say, hope there's a lesson learned from this, but this is not the first story. We've heard worse stories. Right. And it continues. So I don't know that this will be the last. Matter of fact, I can almost guarantee this will not be the last that we hear of it.
Yeah.
Regardless of what we say here, regardless of what comes from this, this will not be the last we hear of it. And hopefully there's a long time before we actually have to discuss this again, because, man, at some point we got to do better. If you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to everyone hanging with us, whether you're watching this first as one of the regulars or watching this later as a part of the randoms. Do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the QR code in the upper left corner. Is it? Over my left shoulder. I should say that. Yeah. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members only live streams for story time with Terrell.
And to all of our podcast family listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And feel free to show your support IRL in real life, in the real world, by visiting the RGRT Pod merch store. The link is in the description, but it's also over Terrell's left shoulder. That QR code, if you scan that one, it will take you to the merch store, and you can support in style. We thank you in advance for your support. And look, since you made it this far, do us a favor and drop a comment to let us know that you're still here. You're still rocking with us. You want to go with?
Let's say two words.
Okay.
Stop hazing.
Okay. We'll go with two words then. Stop hazing. Okay. There we go.
Stop hazing.
But at the same time, we don't want any weak ones in. You just got to find another way to find strength. There are other ways.
Their GPA. The community service they do. The leadership position they hold on campus. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to find strength. Go ahead. Continue.
So drop those two words for us. Stop hazing. Thank you, Terrell, for that one.
You're welcome.
Speaking of some words, there was a young lady that went viral for some words that she shared online. And I want to see. There are 5 facts she has that women hate. Okay? I want to see if you agree with these 5 and her reasoning behind these 5. Let's start with number 1.
You get, the less men want you. So old bitches get no love.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, delivery, A+.
Yeah. No. I don't like the language. I don't like the language, but she says the older you get, the less men want you. Not quite.
Right.
I think the older you get, it's the age group of the men that are gonna want you. So when you're in your 20s, everybody wants you. Then you start to get in your 30s, you're trying to look for the single guys to the 30. Mm. Then you get in your 40s and 50s, you're trying to find the single people, 40s and 50s, that are not damaged. Mm. So your options might change.
Right.
But I don't think it has to do just the fact that you've gotten older. Same for guys. Well, actually, no, for guys it's different. As we get older, more women like us.
Yeah, because you got more money.
Well, because you got younger girls with daddy issues that are like, ooh, you 51?
Oh, Zaddy.
Yeah.
The only young men that women want and chase are the ball players, because they already got the money.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm not sure I agree with this either, that the older you get, the less men want you, because... I mean, my wife and I, we both even agreed, like, if we met each other 10 years before, 5 years before, we wouldn't have dated, right?
Yeah.
And even when I look at some of her pictures, I'm like, yeah, she was attractive, but I like the woman I met. I love the woman I met. And I'm like, that is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I met her. And that's, so, and she wasn't 21. Now. I might have still chased her if we were 21, but.
You would have kept her, but you would have chased. 21-year-old Yanni? No.
Let's go to five facts women hate. This is number two.
You are dating. Your degrees and accolades mean nothing.
Whoa. That's a little strong.
Mm.
Mean nothing?
No, I mean, it means something. And I think you've gotten your degrees, you've gotten your accolades, whether you're bachelor's, master's, PhD, you know, whatever it is, juris doctorate, whatever you did, you've earned all that. It's great. But I think what she means is like and I think it depends on the guy. So a guy like me, I don't care.
Right.
About all that. You can have two masters. I don't care. It doesn't make the fact that you have those doesn't maybe be like, oh my God, and she has two masters? She fine, she's attractive, she don't have any kids, and she has two degrees. I don't care about the degrees personally. But there are some moocher type dudes who go after women that have all those accolades because they tend to generate money and they want to take advantage of them. But other than that, I've never cared, you know, what your background was. Just don't pronounce the L in salmon and I'm good.
You know, it's funny because I've always said a man will date the cashier at McDonald's if she's fine. Not every woman going to date that same cashier if he fine, right? So there's a difference there. But when dating, your degrees and accolades mean nothing. I think that goes, I'm assuming that who she's referring to is those people who lead with degrees. Right? Who lead with, I got this many degrees. Oh, I got my associates, my bachelor's, my master's. Yeah. I went back for another bachelor's. I got another master's. Yahoo! Doctorate next. Now, for those people who lead with all of that, I think that may be what she's talking about. Like, yeah, if you're leading with that, they're not marrying your degrees. You might not going to like your mind because we're going to need to be able to have a conversation with you. Right? But it's not degrees that you're falling in love with.
No. Most guys, no. I don't really, it's not my thing. I don't care. That's great. I would never downplay it, but it's like, that doesn't make me like you more. I'm not swiping on a dating app. No, community college, no. High school diplomas, your highest education, no. Oh, master's. Swipe right.
What about,
has to do with that?
If she has a master's and she talks about, yeah, all minds. See, that's when the degree don't matter. That's when we talk about your degrees and accolades mean nothing.
She says all mines. That means she wore a bonnet to class. Were you taking me for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, Valentine's. That's another one. Ooh, if she writes you a text and uses the wrong there, and there, I don't care if she's got a doctorate. Yeah. You back away from that lady because she didn't pay attention.
House shoes. House shoes to class.
Use the wrong your. Oh, my God. No, never mind. All right, we got to go. Shout out to the real I love her, Katora Lindsay, who gave these five facts women hate, right? We've got two so far. The older you get, the less man wants you. When dating, your degrees and accolades mean nothing. And
sounds like Kevin Samuels, like the female Kevin Samuels, doesn't she?
I didn't watch Kevin Samuels. I have no idea what he said. But you did. Well, let's see. Is this something that Kevin Samuels has said? Because this is number three.
Yes.
You don't intimidate men. Men don't give a fuck how successful you are. It doesn't intimidate them. You can never compete or compare to a man.
Well, that was very chauvinistic of her to say.
Yeah, I don't fully agree with that, because I think that there are certain types of men that'll be intimidated by
quickly
strong, successful women.
Yeah.
Right. And it's the men that I think are insecure. It's the men that think that they should be the provider, which is great. But if you're making $50,000 and she's making $200,000, you're not running stuff financially. You know what I mean? So I don't agree with her on that. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm not intimidated. I've dated people who are way more successful than me, way more money than me.
Yep.
And treated me just like I was anybody else. And I've dated people that I knew didn't make nowhere near the money I made. And didn't bother me either way. But I haven't been intimidated by a woman. But I think there are some guys who are.
Yeah, there are some guys who are. Especially, she makes five times what you're making. You can, it would affect some men. Me, on the other hand, I dated somebody who made a whole lot more than me. And the reason I cut that off quickly was not because I was intimidated, just because she was mean as shit. And I don't deal with mean shit. When you make me say you make me the worst version of myself, I gotta leave your ass.
Yeah. Fair.
Plain and simple. Because if you don't make me want to be better, we don't need to be together.
Right.
So, but yeah, intimidation. There are people who get intimidated by strong women, but I don't think that you can use it as that. And there's some women who do try to use the power, and that's probably who she's talking to. Those who try to wield the power and mean in that sense, same thing, and intimidating the men. Because that's the excuse you hear. Oh, well, men are just intimidated by my success. No, it's probably a nasty-ass attitude.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
That's not what they're intimidated by. They're like, I can't deal with all that.
Oh, that, yeah. So, five facts women hate from Katora Lindsay, a.k.a. The Real. I love her on IG. We got the older you get, the less men want you. When dating, your degrees and accolades mean nothing. You don't intimidate men. And this one, I know you agree with.
Your kids are liabilities. Your kids are liabilities to any man that they don't belong to.
Hmm. Wow. True.
I mean, it's hard to argue this one. It's hard. Let me cook. So it's hard for me to argue this one because I don't have kids, and I'm okay with not ever having kids. So to date someone with children, I wouldn't call them liabilities. It's just different, right? It'd be hard for me to do because they're not mine. And people will say, you don't have to worry about them. They got a dad. No, they're going to be involved in your life at some point. And right. So it's a thing, right? If I want to go out of town for the weekend and you can't find a sitter, well, now we can't go to Vegas. You know, so it's a thing.
When he has them, come on.
Yeah. Now, the challenge is there's so many exceptions to the rule.
Right.
Right. So there'll be a woman that has three kids by three different baby daddies, and there'll be some dude that will marry her, and they'll say, hey, well, she found love, so it's possible for me to find love. And those things do happen. Mm-hmm. You have situations where the guy's divorced, he has two kids, she's divorced, they have two kids, and then they come together. I mean, it happens, you know, and you got some people that say that I will love this person's kids as equally as I love my own. I don't believe that personally. I just don't believe you can. I don't think you can love someone as great as you love your own child. I just don't believe it. I mean, I'm sure there are people who argue with me and just say that. I just think, I don't think it'll ever be 100% equal. You might be 51-49, but equal 50-50? No.
I just don't like the way this was said. Your kids are liabilities, right? Because she said they're assets to you, but liabilities to men. I mean, okay, here's the thing about that. That depends on situation, right?
Right.
Because prior to recently, you've also didn't hold that against somebody that they had kids, right? You're like, yeah. Okay, fine. You have kids, cool. Now you're just like, okay, not young kids. Grown kids, cool. But, and I've never held that against anybody before either, because it's not, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not something to hold against somebody, right? Even though people tried to hold the fact that we didn't have kids when we were in our 30s. I'm like, yeah, I ain't got a wife yet. So it's okay. But that was seen as a bad thing. The difference is I don't think kids are liabilities. I think it's sometimes you just have a ready-made family that you got to get into. Plain and simple. Yeah. If you love her, you can't tell. You would love her less if she left the damn kids behind.
Yeah, but I mean, she's coming at it from a logical place, not from the heart.
Okay.
Spot. Because to call a kid a liability is negative.
It is.
But if I'm looking at a P&L and what category would I put the kids in that's not mine? Liability, right? So I get where she's coming from.
Wouldn't
it
liability
it
sounds, is money going out too. So wouldn't that be your own kids too?
No, my money is going out for someone else's kids. So it's a liability. I'm losing money because I'm helping taking care of someone else's kids. And regardless of people say you don't have to take care of them, you do.
Okay.
If I'm with someone that has two kids, mm-hmm. it's four of us.
Yeah.
I order a large pizza. Now, if I lived alone, I would have the whole pizza.
Yeah.
If I just had a girlfriend or had a wife, no kids, we both have half a pizza.
Okay.
But then these two other kids that aren't mine got to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get a slice. Is she going to chip in and say, hey, I'm going to put 15 on that for my kids to get a slice? No. And am I going to ask her to do that? No. But I know that if we go out, if we do a family dinner, we do a family trip, if we're flying anywhere, I'm paying more money for the kids. Now, somebody's going to argue in the comments and say, Terrell, what if I pay for my kids? Oh, that's great. But at the end of the day, you're still spending money, utilities, you know, gas, driving, picking people up from school supplies, whatever. You're involved in something.
Okay. So you meet her. She has no kids. Y'all have two kids. You're spending the same money.
But it's mine.
It's the same money. It's the same amount of money going out, the same quote unquote liabilities. So what's the difference?
If it's your kids, then it's your responsibility. When it's not your kid, you're having to cover someone else. I mean, remember Married at First Sight, Violet, when she found out she was pregnant, she told Belle Jolie's dad, hey, look, I'm pregnant. I don't need your money. I don't need you to be involved in anything. She just did it on her own. And great, but if she started dating, somebody would have to chip in some point. That's just how it is. That's what you do. That's a partnership.
Yes.
That's what you do. It's a partnership. If you're going to be with somebody that has kids, you got to be prepared to chip in and cover those expenses, or as she calls them, liabilities.
I hate the liabilities. She said, okay, your kids make you less desirable, less wifeable, a little less marriage material. If she said something, calling them liabilities, I think is kind of harsh.
It's heartless.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kids don't deserve to be called liability. It's heartless. Yeah. But I get where she's coming from. If you take the emotion out of it, what she is saying is, hey, it technically is. But again, it really all depends. To a single guy my age, no kids, I don't want to date people that have small children. It's a liability. I don't want to.
Okay.
But if I was in my 30s, I probably think differently, but at 51, no.
Last one of the five facts women hate, and this came from Katora Lindsay, the real I love her on IG. This one, I didn't quite agree with the last one. This one, I feel full on.
Men hate extra shit. Long nails. Big ass eyelashes, makeup, the things that you take extra time to do, they hate that shit.
Well, let's be clear. We don't hate makeup. We hate extra makeup.
Well, and I think here's the difference. I disagree with her here because she starts out saying ninjas hate extra shit. And I'm like, no, ninjas love that shit. I hate that shit. Ninjas love the lace.
The long nails.
Extra making the long nails. Some ninjas like that. I can't stand it. personally. So not every brother likes that type of look, but ninjas do.
There's black people and there's ninjas. Some of us like baby hairs. Some of us don't. Can you guess which is which?
Oh, that's totally fine. Don't be upset with me because I don't like the baby hairs. Find you a dude who likes that. It's totally great.
The extra long nails, the big ass eyelashes looking like you're about to fan somebody down. You know, it's great when you're on stage. It's great if you're doing TV and all that stuff. But the problem is when they go over on it, right? And that's one of the things that it's too much, right? So I get what she's saying in that sense. And too much makeup, well, you know, nobody needs that. Nobody wants that shit on their pillowcase. You listen to Uncle Luke and all of a sudden I got a whole nother face on my damn pillow. And it said face down. That's not what I meant. Oh my God. You know, we started this off with a random thought. If you have to set a maximum amount that you're going to have to spend on a first date, should you be dating? And I'm asking this because this thing popped back up again. It seems to come up every so often, every couple months, every 6 to 8 months, this conversation comes up about how much to spend on a first date. And if you see any of these men on the street type things on Instagram, you see when people are saying, oh, you know, women like, oh, 250, oh, 500, oh, 1,000. What dates are you going on?
Not with me. They're not. So to the original question, if you have to come up with a max, should you be dating? No. Mm. You know, I've always lived my life that if my money's not right, I don't date.
Right.
Now, I get it. You get lonely, whatever. You find someone that just wants to hook up and that's it. But you don't go out and date people when you're broke. You shouldn't, right?
What's the max you've spent on a first date? And I ask that knowing I can't answer the question if you throw it back this way. I have no idea.
No, I could tell you. The max I spent on a first date happened here in Dallas. And it's because I didn't pick the place. I just moved here. I didn't know. And I said, hey, where do you want to go? And she said, hey, there's this great place in the Bishop Arts District. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And the food, phenomenal. I mean, it was, everything about it was great. Then the check comes. And it was a little, about $250. Mm. And I never would do something like that on a first date. But I didn't know what I was getting myself into. After that, I started researching restaurants.
Right. Okay, to be fair, $250 is not a lot. But for a first date, probably so, yes.
First date, yeah. First date, first time meeting this person. Mm. That's a lot. But I would normally not do that. My normal MO is not even dinner on the first date. It's let's meet at this restaurant for drinks. Mm-hmm. And if the drinks go well, conversation, hey, are you hungry? Let's get something to eat. If it's not going well, it'll be like, woo, this one martini got me tired.
smart move. And that's the interesting thing, because I don't think I've ever looked at what to spend on a first date, right?
Yes.
It's just about what's that date experience going to be? What are we going to do, right? And I think that for me has always been not even just first dates, but any date. It's never been, oh, well, I'm not spending this amount, or I'm not going to do this. Look, you know what the funds are looking like. So, hey, we either go here or here, but people setting these limits to me is kind of wild. Like, oh yeah, if you don't spend this, that shows you're not really interested. No, I asked you to fuck out. that's interest. And if otherwise, let's not, because I think, and this is why I'm glad I'm not single right now, because to me, if somebody's like, oh, well, we got to spend this much, I don't care what you look like. If you're giving a limit to what I got to spend on the first date, we ain't going nowhere.
Well, because I think that shows where her priorities are.
Right.
Right. And so if that means if you're looking to be kept and you want a dude who's going to just drop $1,000 on a Saturday for you on a date, great. Go find that guy. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that if that's what you want. But I think what guys don't realize, and ladies, you know, tell me your opinion here. I think more guys, if they would probably have better first dates if they put in effort and thought into the first date. It might not be super expensive, but you put in a lot of thought. If she's like, hey, I just, you know, this summer I went to, you know, Peru and I had an amazing time. The food was great. And then you do some research and say, hey, there's this Peruvian restaurant that just opened. Would you like to go there for a first date? Maybe you can tell me more about your trip to Peru. Thought that, you know, that goes into it, right? Or you can just do a picnic and you make sandwiches, you make all the different things and put that in a basket. The fact that you did all that effort, break out the blanket, that can cost you 30, 40 bucks if you do it right.
Oh, it's the cost of the date if she's allergic. But
you got this. You got the EpiPen. You just hit him. I got you.
I will say this too, though, because you probably run into this before where people would go, oh, well, let's go here. It's like these expensive restaurants. Do you come here often? Oh, no. Like they pick the more expensive places when somebody else is paying for it. Now, if you pay for it and you go there regularly on your own, you've set a standard of what you like. And I get that. I understand that. I know somebody who loves going to Nobu, right? But if she says a man has to take her to Nobu, I don't think twice about that with her, and I don't look at her any kind of way because she goes down her own.
Yeah.
All the time. And so then you say, okay, that's the standard, right? Or is that still too rich for the blood in that sense?
You know, if you can afford to do that, great. But I also say, and you've heard me say this on the podcast, date within your budget. There are certain women, guys, you can't afford to date, and that's fine.
Yep.
Don't go after them. You can't afford them. And they're not going to lower their standard. If they enjoy going to Nobu, they're not going to be like, well, he's cute, though, so I'll go to Golden Corral. No. they're not going to do that. So date within your budget. This won't even be an issue. But if you can't afford to take someone to Nobu on a regular basis, and you know that's what they're looking for, move on. Find you somebody else.
Facts. Facts, facts, facts. Look, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. You answer the question for us. If you have to set a limit, should you even be dating? If you ever set a max limit, should you even be dating? Hit that answer for us in the comments. We'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Also on the hazing and of the five facts that women hate. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Drop it in the comments. Let's keep this discussion going. And don't forget, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shout.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.